How are you? Man, here we go, flying through the year. It's almost over, isn't it? The holiday season here. I was literally flying this past weekend up in the Shenandoah Valley in Edinburgh, Virginia. Some family time, my mom's 90th birthday. It was awesome. It's more awesome to be back. Always is, isn't it? Today, I want to talk about life repeating itself. My friend Lewis Gates, he's a spiritual counselor that I've spent a lot of time with over the years, introduced me to this concept a long time ago, the 9-year life cycle. And I think you're going to find some familiarity with it, even if you have never heard about this before. If you have, you're going to know I'm telling the truth here, so that's coming up, okay? It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life gets in the way and stuff happens. You know, I had a good number of conversations with family and their friends, and spent a lot of time hanging out, that, you know, just basically trying to stay warm inside because I don't do cold weather very well. I moved to Florida when I was 18, and now I know why. It's cold up there. But we're talking about the daily boost and talking about what we do here and why it's necessary. Because sometimes if you have people that are, everybody believes in motivation, they believe in inspiration, but some more than others, and some are kind of skeptical of it. And I said, well, there's a particular slot that we fill. So if it's your first time listening or you've been here a long time and wondered exactly what my mission is every single day, it really comes down to a very small sliver. And because if you go back to success and what really works in success in life, when I say success, it's what you choose it to be. You want to be a successful mom or success in business, you can be a billionaire, whatever it is to you, when you define your success that you want, and yes, definition is the first thing you have to do. Clarity is number one. If you don't know what you're going to do, it's never going to happen. First rule of success. As Zig Ziglar used to say, a wandering generality isn't going to get anywhere. But if we know that there's a pathway to success, and it's been proven. Napoleon Hill, The Law of Success, so many years ago, Think and Grow Rich, all that stuff that happened. By the way, most of that stuff came about when? It came about during the Great Depression, or at least within 10, 12 years of that. That's when it all came, when life was at its worst, suddenly we had Think and Grow Rich. Suddenly we had The Law of Success. It all came out. But what we've learned since then, almost 100 years later, is that those processes and those steps still work. If you follow those steps to success, and go get them, go read the books, and just do it if you have the determination, if you have the willpower, yes, some willpower, and the drive and the belief to go after it, belief, one of the steps, by the way, if you have that and just do that, you'll succeed. What's the sliver that we do here? After you've read The Law of Success, after you've read Jack Canfield's Success Principles, after you've read some of the stuff I've done, what do we do here? It's that little sliver that when you know exactly what you're doing and yet the boss sends you down a path that doesn't work for you. Or the relationship you thought was so good turned out to be not so good and life got in the way. What happens in the moment today when the plan you had, the big goal you were going after, and suddenly you hadn't thought about it for a week or two or a year? My job is to bring you back every single day to remind you what you're going after and to say, hey, let's take a breath. The world got in the way. Let's keep moving. Go after those goals. So that's what the sliver is. That's where we focus here. So my big advice as we get into today's show is that I want you to understand there are certain predictable ways to build success, to build wealth, to build relationships. Predictable, we don't have to reinvent the wheel anymore, but you do have to keep yourself going when life gets in the way. Otherwise, you don't get to do that. Okay. Sorry, just had that on my mind, evidently. That's what happens when I go out of town for a couple of days and have some fun. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. Remember, my book is a great gift, 5-Minute Gratitude Journal for Men. And women are using it too. I mean, all kinds of letters from ladies who are saying, yeah, this is not just for men. I said, yeah, I know, but it's mostly for men. Just go to dailygratitudeboost.com, buy it, give it away. Somebody's going to like it. When you do, it's going to change your life. And I see the homework people are sending it to me every single day. Is your life repeating itself? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Is your life repeating itself? The answer is yes. So I'm going to ask you to take a journey with me. I don't know how you are spiritually, if you're a spiritual person, if you believe in afterlife, or if you're a Christian. I don't know what you are. I know where I live on things, and I'm kind of open to lots of ideas. I know what my faith is and how I really believe things, but I also pay attention to the universe, natural laws, and what other people tell me that works. And then I come back into my own life and I say, hey, did that work? That's what I always do. So if you ever send me a book or anything like that, I'll probably read it. But I will then make my own mind up about how it works in my life. You should do the same thing, even with what we talk about on today's show. So my friend Louis Gates, he introduced me to what he called his 9-year life cycle. It's a little bit of a numerology thing, but it's really how we process life. And I have seen this over time. It's really worked well for me. So the 9-year life cycle of this, essentially, well, let me go through it. We'll get there. In year number one, so the year you were born, and every 9 years after that, this cycle repeats itself constantly. Now, when you're just born, you're obviously not thinking about this, but as you get a little bit older, certainly as an adult, you start to think about it. Year number one of your 9-year life cycle, repeating throughout your entire life, is deciding what you want and to start asking for it. We just talked about the law of success, deciding what you want, and you start asking for it. Can't get it if you don't ask for it, but you got to know what you're getting, right? So that's going to take about a year, give or take. Now, by the way, none of this is black and white. It's a little flexible. It will be a year and a half and sometimes 6 months. But generally speaking, the first year, that's when you're kind of figuring out what you want. You're deciding it. It takes time. Have you noticed that? Decisions happen instantly, but sometimes it's after a year and a half of thinking about it. So you decide what you want. You start asking for it. Then year two rolls around and the pieces are starting to come together and you're starting to see what's possible, seeing the path. Wait a second. That's another step in success. What do I want and how do I get it? What's my plan, right? And you start to narrow your focus into that. Year one, you decide. Year two, it comes together. You narrow your focus and say, that's what I'm going to do. It's a generality. It's like the book Range talks about. It's the fact that you pull all kinds of pieces together and then you focus that down into the one thing that you can use everything you know into that. That's year number two. Year number three, the resources begin to arrive. It's amazing what happens when you focus on what you want. Have you ever noticed? You get what you focus on. So as you focus in year three, you start to get resources. What is resource? Could be people, could be money, could be things. Year four, you find yourself moving toward your purpose in life. Always happens. So think about this. You've decided, you're starting to move in that direction, you're getting the resources, and now every single day, what are you doing every day? You're starting to live it. Takes time. It does. In year five, you reevaluate because now you're living it, and there's still things that are from your past you're hanging on to. We call it chipping away at the identity. We have to get you a new one, but we're going to get a new one by chipping away at the old one, kind of like a sculptor. So you're going to reevaluate and you say, wait a second, I like what's happened in my life, but this stuff is still sticking with me. I need to get rid of that stuff. Number six, you focus your focus intensifies. You begin to work with those resources that you've decided will benefit you. And what that means is, yes, you focused what you're going after, but now you're seeing things that are really paying off. Getting an ROI, it's making you happy, giving you joy in your life. You say, you know what? This has been great, but I'm going to get down to what I love to do. I do this podcast because this is one of the things I really, truly love to do. It gives me great joy. So I double down on this. I focus in on this to just really have fun with this and give you all I can here. I mess up half the time. That's okay. The other time I don't. Year number seven. We've looked at what benefits us. We've kind of reevaluated back in year number five, but now we're saying what doesn't serve us at all anymore. Have you ever done that? Been in a relationship, been in a business, been doing anything, and one day you're like, you know what? It's just there. I don't even know why it's there. Why do I keep doing that? I have no idea. It's like, it's even bad for me. What's it still hanging around for? It's year seven. That usually sets you off on a path of year eight, clearing the clutter. It's almost time to start that new cycle. See, once you know what no longer serves you anymore, you start to get stuff out of the way and make space. You ever notice how you start to clear before you begin to do new things? Like you got a clean house. I was talking to a client earlier. She says, a lot of nesting going on this week. Working on her home. She's got some big life changes happening now. She's in that stage. Year nine, you explore and you decide what you want to do in your next cycle. I call it exploring the possibilities. I call it making space, holding that space for yourself, and then not committing to anything, but just getting out there and paying attention to what you might like to do. What's catching your attention? What makes you happy? What turns you on? How can you spend your life? What's joyful? What makes you content? Because if you listen to me long enough, you know that I believe that most of us don't know when we're happy, because when we're happy, we're just content. And sometimes when we're content, we're just, you know, just soaking up the world. Year number 9 is when you explore what you're going to get during your next cycle. And because it's a cycle, it starts all over again. Decide, narrow your focus, watch as the resources come your way, and then find yourself living in your purpose and your passion. You reevaluate a little bit, get rid of those little things that aren't working. You intensify your focus. You focus on the benefits. You take stock of what no longer serves you at all. You get rid of that. All the clutter is gone because now you're thinking about what to do next. And finally, you explore what that might be. And then you have another birthday. And you make it so. Think back on your life and the times you've seen that happen. Doesn't have to be spiritual. You don't have to think about that. That's not where I'm heading here. But notice how it ties into his natural laws of success and how you get what you want. It's been around for ever. Ever since man was on this planet, mankind on this planet, I probably ought to say. Do what works. Figure out the steps that work and just do it. And then come back here every single day, because I understand that even if you know what to do, sometimes it's hard to stay on track when stuff happens. And that's what this show is about, to encourage you to stand up, take a step, repeat, to get it all done, to keep going, get what you want, build your best life, because that's what you wanted for no other reason. Hey, come talk to me. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. Tag my name, Scott Smith. Then I will see that tag and I'll come and say, hey, how you doing? We'll have a convo. It'd be awesome. See you tomorrow.